You were in Saigon then.
We landed in Saigon, but then we went all over.
Okay. And as everybody knows, and those who want to read more about it, this was not a popular war. There were many protests against it in the United States, ultimately leading to Lyndon Johnson not running again. So that's kind of the backdrop to all of this. You visited the Army hospitals yourself, I would imagine.
We did. We visited hospitals, and we did our show everywhere. We went out. We were everywhere. I think I list a lot of the places in the book. One of the most poignant, I'll call it a scene, was when we returned on an airplane that was full of military. As we got close, I'll get emotional a bit. As we got close to America, of course, we were all singers, and we saw the coastline. We just started singing, and we sang all the way down. This land is your land. God bless America. We're all forever changed as to how we view the sacrifice and the price that's paid. Certainly for those who have the ultimate sacrifice, but those who served and what they came home to, because what they came home to was not appreciation. And that broke our hearts. We got off the plane and there was no one there to welcome them. The people that were on our plane, they were happy to be coming home, but there was no one to say thank you. No one. And they went back into their communities where no one said thank you, and where people said bad things to them. That's a wound that never goes away from them. And we saw that. That's why it's always emotional for me, too, that we never said thank you. I think America's tried to make up for that now, but it hurts so much for them.
The wall that we have in Washington, D.C., and the moving wall that goes across our country with all those names is our way to say thank you. And that's very moving to see that.
It is. It is. And, you know, you wonder what it was all for. But anyway, I'm glad I was there. We're all glad that we got to do that little tiny bit that brought some moments of home to them.